Zoralundra hit the helmet button again. He fastened his gaze on Hawser.
I shall do what I can to secure your release from the service with sufficient funds if you succeed. Now, once we have made contact with the main body of the fleet, you will go by fast picket to Shar's world. You will be given a shuttle there, just beyond the quiet barrier. It will be unarmed, although it will have the equipment we think you may need, including some close-range hyperspace spectrographic analyzers should the mind conduct a limited destruct.
How can you be certain it'll be limited? Hawser asked skeptically.
The mind weighs several thousand tons, despite its relatively small size. An annihilatory destruct would rip the planet in half and so antagonize the Draezon. No culture mind would risk such a thing.
Your confidence overwhelms me, Hawser said dourly. Just then, the note of background noise around them altered. Zoralundra turned his helmet round and looked at one of its small internal screens.
Good, we are underway.
He looked at Hawser again.
There is something else I ought to tell you. An attempt was made by the group of ships which caught the culture craft to follow the escaped mind down to the planet.
Hawser frowned. Didn't they know better?
They did their best. With the battle group were several captured Choihertzi warp animals, which had been deactivated for later use in a surprise attack on a culture base. One of these was quickly fitted out for a small-scale incursion on the planet's surface and thrown at the quiet barrier in a warp cruise. The ruse did not succeed. On crossing the barrier, the animal was attacked with something resembling grid fire and was heavily damaged. It came out of warp near the planet on a course which would take it in on a burn-up angle. The equipment and ground force it contained must be considered defunct.
Well, I suppose it was a good try. But a Draezon must make even this wonderful mind you're after look like a valve computer. It's going to take more than that to fool it.
Do you think you will be able to?
I don't know. I don't think they can read minds, but who knows? I don't think the Draezon even know or care much about the war or what I've been doing since I left Shar's world, so they probably won't be able to put one and one together. But again, who knows? Hawser gave another shrug.
It's worth a try. Good. We shall have a fuller briefing when we rejoin the fleet. For now we must pray that our return is without incident. You may want to speak to Perostek Belveda before she is interrogated. I have arranged with the Deputy Fleet Inquisitor that you may see her if you wish.
Hawser smiled. Zora, nothing would give me greater pleasure. The Quirl had other business on the ship as it powered its way out of the Sorpan system. Hawser stayed in Zoralundra's cabin to rest and eat before he called on Belveda. The food was the cruiser Autogalley's best impression of something suitable for a humanoid, but it tasted awful. Hawser ate what he could and drank some equally uninspiring distilled water. It was all served by a Medjel, a lizard-like creature about 2 meters long with a flat, long head and 6 legs, on 4 of which it ran, using the front pair as hands. The Medjel were the companion species of the Adirans. It was a complicated sort of social symbiosis which had kept the exosocio faculties of many university and research funds over the millennia that the Adiran civilization had been part of the galactic community. The Adirans themselves had evolved on their planet Idir as the top monster from a whole planetful of monsters. The frenetic and savage ecology of Idir in its early days had long since disappeared, and so had all the other homeworld monsters, except those in zoos. But the Idirans had retained the intelligence that made them winners, as well as the biological immortality which, due to the viciousness of the fight for survival back then, not to mention Idir's high radiation levels, had been an evolutionary advantage rather than a recipe for stagnation. Hawser thanked the Medjel as it brought him plates and took them away again, but it said nothing. They were generally reckoned to be about 2/3 as intelligent as the average humanoid, whatever that was, which made them about 2 or 3 times dimmer than a normal Idiran. Still, they were good if unimaginative soldiers, and there were plenty of them, something like 10 or 12 for each Idiran. 40,000 years of breeding had made them loyal right down to the chromosome level. Hawser didn't try to sleep, though he was tired. He told the Medjel to take him to Belveda. The Medjel thought about it, asked permission via the cabin intercom, and flinched visibly under a verbal slap from a distant Zoralundra who was on the bridge with the cruiser captain.
"Follow me, sir,"
the Medjel said, opening the cabin door.